Let's go to Connecticut, Tim Versalotti. What's going on there? Our very good friend Chris Murphy did incredibly well against the millions and millions and millions. I could go on for 46 more of dollars that you put into the campaign. How did that all come about?
It's really striking when you look at the outcome. We see that Chris Murphy wins by double digits over Linda McMahon, much like Richard Blumenthal had 2 years ago in the midterm. And it wasn't a preordained outcome. Over the summer and fall, we saw a focus on Chris Murphy's finances, some history he had of missing mortgage payments on his home and things like that, all really hammered home by Linda McMahon. And the polling showed a very, very close race. That, coupled with McMahon's money, would suggest that Chris Murphy was going to have a tough time. And I think, again, the national currents surrounding the Republican Party have some responsibility here, in that Linda McMahon styled herself as a moderate Republican, and she would have Senate candidates in other parts of the country, Missouri and Indiana, making statements about rape victims not being able to become pregnant, and a pregnancy that results from a rape is something that should be protected.
God-given, yeah. Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. And each time, you'd have to say, all right, cue moderate Republican from the Northeast in 3, 2, 1, and she would have to come out and say, I don't share those views. And for better or for worse, was connected to the larger party, and so the race becomes nationalized, and it's not just about sending a self-described moderate Republican to Washington. It's, do we want the Republican Party to take control of the Senate and weigh in any future Supreme Court nominations? And so the nationalization of this race is part of why Chris Murphy was able to come back and put together such a convincing win.
Well, you know what's so interesting about this is that Chris Murphy, of course, was extraordinarily popular in his congressional district, but it was just one congressional district. Linda McMahon, World Wrestling Federation, everything else, had more of a Catholic small C name recognition. Did you pick up any major differences between the way in which sections of the state voted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In the northwestern corner of the state, that was where Linda McMahon ran strongest. Chris Murphy won the counties in the rest of the state. And part of this speaks to a harsh fact of life, and it's a fact of life in Connecticut as it is here in Massachusetts. Democrats have a registration plurality. They outnumber Republicans in Connecticut by almost 2-1. And so a Republican candidate has to try and overcome that by appealing to the independent voters, again, who make up the largest group. And it's hard to offset that Democratic advantage, especially in a presidential election year with a popular, at least popular among Democrats, incumbent in the White House.
Well, you know, you mentioned that Richard Blumenthal won the last time out, and it was in office. And now we see Murphy doing that against the same candidate, against Linda McMahon. I guess I want to know whether or not, if it had been a different candidate, there might have been a different kind of result.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about this before, because I've been thinking on this race that one of the edges Blumenthal had was, as Attorney General, he wore the white hat a lot in terms of major cases like the tobacco settlement, whereas Chris Murphy, you've got a legislator with an extensive voting record that an opponent can single out votes and come after him. And let's face it, the public holds Congress in very low regard these days. But he managed to overcome those disadvantages. And again, I think in part it was the registration edge, but also just the general energy surrounding the presidential campaign in this cycle.
Is this the end of Linda McMahon?
Yeah, hard to tell. The morning after, she was saying to reporters, because the question is now, Daniel Malloy, the governor, will be up in 2 years, would she consider running for governor? And she said at this point, she has no plans to run for governor. I would think after two statewide experiences like this and $100 million spent out of one's own personal financial holdings, any candidate would want to step back and think about any future races before making any commitments.
Is Malloy popular, the governor?
Yes and no. There's some speculation here that he could be vulnerable. governor's races are very different from legislative races. They're less ideologically driven, and governors are really held accountable for the economy in the state and the services that are provided and the tax rate. And so there is some perception that he might be vulnerable, and so it'll be interesting to see who lines up to take him on.
What role would Chris Murphy play in the upcoming Senate?
Now, this is an interesting turn of events because, let's keep in mind, Chris Murphy is replacing Joe Lieberman, longtime Democrat, but in his most recent term, independent caucusing with the Democrats. Murphy is expected to be a much more reliable vote for the Democratic majority in the Senate. His ADA rating for the most recent legislative session, 95%. Joe Lieberman's was 75%. You're much less likely to see Chris Murphy forging alliances with John McCain, for example, in the Senate. Mm. I think this is one less headache for Harry Reid in terms of keeping his majority in line in the upcoming session.
It's no secret that Joe Lieberman is not my favorite human being in this world. And so I want to ask you this. Is there any data on his exit polling as he leaves?
No, the exit poll really focused on of the Senate race in Connecticut as well as the presidential race. It would be interesting, though, to see one more job approval measure for sure. Senator Lieberman as he leaves office, just to get a sense of his legacy.
Well, I have to tell you, it's wonderful to talk to you. We'll be meeting one more time and doing one more of these, but I want to thank you for everything you do for us, Tim Bersolotti.
It's always a pleasure.
So interesting. Thanks again.
Thank you.